Welcome to FUMU Yushalmish here for the month of Tavis, is sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan in honor of the birth of the grandchildren of Lisa Rochel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daftron Gimel in the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting in the end of the 10th line from the bottom in Daftron Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu bo kamei Rav Zeiro. Rav Yirmiyahu was known in Shas to ask the more hypothetical questions. He asked the following question. Kotzor chatzi gregeris b'Shabbazu. He cuts off a half a fig on this Shabbos, but that's happening b'zodin Shabbos or b'shgogas melochis. He knows it's Shabbos. He just forgot that you're not allowed to cut a fig on Shabbos. V'chatzi gregeris b'Shabbazu. Then the next Shabbos, he cuts another half a fig. And but this case is b'shgogas Shabbos or b'zodin melochis. Now he forgot it was Shabbos. He already learned that you're not allowed to eat, to cut a fig out of the tree on Shabbos. But he did not realize it was Shabbos. Shigogu shebo mar sheitztarfu. Do you add the half a fig that came in the first Shabbos, which is the shgogo of the melacha, to the half a fig that came in the next Shabbos, which is the shgogo of the Shabbos? Now the question is it considered to be two halomis, two forgettings, and then they don't join together for one chatas? Or because it's different halomis, it's different forgetting. Here he forgot about Shabbos, and there he forgot about the malacha. So there, therefore, it still joins together. Says the Gemara, "If shaloimar Shabbos mechalkos, Shabbos mitzdafres." Meaning, we know that Shabbos are mechalik between malachas. As we saw before, if a person does the same malacha on one Shabbos and then the next malacha, the same malacha again the next Shabbos, he's going to be chayav two chatos because the Shabbos is mechalik. Shabbos is separating between the two malachas. So if so, how can they join together into a different Shabbos? Isn't the Shabbos a separation? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. The Shita Rabbi Yeshua in Maseches Krisus is that if a person ate two kazesim, two separate kazesim, and two tabchuyim, meaning for coming from two different dishes, so even though he did not know about the Isser, he's chayav two chatoras, one for this dish, one for that dish, meaning the dishes separate between the chatoras. But if he had a half a kazais in one dish, and another half a kazais in another dish, because each one on its own does not have a chiyuv, so you join both half kazaisim together to be chayav chatos. So though tamchuyim cholkim, they separate when you have to have two, have two chatoras, still tamchuyim it's starving for one chatos. So also b'shabbos, you'll say the same thing. They separate when it's two separate malachas to be chayav chatos in each. But if you don't have chatos in each, because you have less than a shear, then they will join together. So says the Gemara Malay, ain't your dad tam tamchuy. So Rav Zeira told Rav Yirmiyahu, I don't know the reason of tamchuy. Why would Rav Yeshua hold this way? If he holds it's mechalik, why it is mitzarif? Falamas, they say, isn't it a mefirish mishnah? Because of ois achas, using the gifts of Rechaim, because of ois achas b'shabbos zu. One wrote one letter in one Shabbos. V'ois achas b'shabbos abo, and then another letter in the next Shabbos, as we'll see soon, in order to be chayav in ksivo. You have to write two letters, but he wrote two letters. One in one Shabbos, one in the next Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, Mechayev, we take away right now the word chatos, and we go to that from Gimel and Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua, Poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says, because it's two separate Shabbosim, they don't join together. So Rabbi Yeshua holds the Shabbosim separated. So why by Tevchuyim, why by dishes, he says it doesn't separate it? So the Mu'amar, Zayu, Kamir, Amono, Tipoter, Bezodin. So he answers, we're going to use the second Shabbat of Rabbi Chaim. We're talking about there was a Zodin Shabbos for Shagogos Melochis. He knew about Shabbos, so therefore every Shabbos separates it. But if he completely forgot about Shabbos, then it will join together. So the Gemara Malay, Vilo Koshikin, doesn't it a Koshikin? Mayim a Zodin Sheinu Mechoylik, Einu Mitztarif. When you have a Zodin Shabbos and a Shagogos Melochis, you could be Chayv Chatos for each Melochah, not for each Shabbos, as we saw in our Mishnah. So the Shabbos was done memezid is not mechalik between the malachas. And still, ainu mitztarif, if you say it doesn't join together, meaning if a person did half a malach in one Shabbos, another half a malach in another Shabbos, doesn't join even though the Shabbos was memezid, which is not mechalik. Shgogo shicholekes, when you do have shgogo Shabbos, then you chayv for each Shabbos, you say yom yishabin at time, the days in between separated. So for each Shabbos, you chayv its own chatos. So of course, it won't join together two half malachas that were done on two separate Shabbos. So in other words, the Gemara says, when a person knows about Shabbos, and half a melacha in one Shabbos, and half a melacha in another Shabbos, not joining together, Kol Shekhen, he does not know about Shabbos, that half a melacha in this Shabbos, and half a melacha in this Shabbos, not joined together, because he will be chayav two chatars for each Shabbos, if he does a full melacha in each one. So says the Gemara, Amar Chananyo, lo yamarket. That wasn't the question of Yirmiyo. Ella, the question was like this. Katzar, chatzi gregeris, v'shachis, v'zodin, Shabbos, gogis, melachis. In the morning, he caught a half a fig, and we knew about Shabbos, but he forgot this melach is asur. V'chatzi gogeris ben arbaim, and then in the afternoon, he caught another half a gogeris, but then, v'shigigas Shabbos, he forgot then that was Shabbos, uv'zodin melachis. We already learned that you're not allowed to cut a fig on Shabbos. Shkogis shebo, v'shkogis shebo, yimai sheet starfo. I mean, do you join together the forgetting of Shabbos and the forgetting of the melacha in the same Shabbos? So this Mandarim is explaining, the question is not in two Shabbos. In two Shabbos, for sure, it's separated and you can't join them together. But in the same Shabbos, the info would be the same forgetting. You'll be chayav chatos. What happens if it's two different forgettings? Forgetting about Shabbos and forgetting about the melacha. Do they join together? So says the Gemara, Amar Amano. Avag of the lawyer, Amar of Yaisi Domil. So Yaisi did not speak about this specific case. Omer de Kavaso. He said something similar. Ochol chatzi zayis bedes hakodesh uvelim tumo. A person had ate kodesh betumo. You're not allowed to eat kodesh betumo. It's a hisr d'oraisa. So he went and ate a half a kazais, knowing that this food is kodesh, but he forgot that he was tummy. And then chatzi zayis beelim a kodesh vidias atumo. Then the next half a zayis he ate, he forgot that this kazais is kodesh, but he remembered that he's tummy. Helim sheboy velim sheboy ma'ashit starful. Do you join together these two forgettings? The Gemara understands that's very similar to the question that we have regarding Shabbos. And the Gemara stays with this question. Says the Gemara now, going back to what we learned, that a person did a melacha and multiple Shabbosim, he's chayav for each one, because the Yom Shabbatayim separate. Every Shabbos stands on its own, on each one he's chayav achatos. Say more, nicho Shabbos, shabo lo yimei achoil benatayim. We understand that separates it, he's chayav for each Shabbos. But gabei nido ma'islach. If you remember in the sugi leil, Rabbi Lazo compared this to a nido. One had multiple be'ilas with a nido. He's chayav for each one. Why is he chayav for each one? Answers the Gemara Rishlokish Omar tipote benido ktano. Talk about a nido ktano. Nido means not an age, but it's a small nido. Meaning a case of shemer yom kineged yom. She saw a tumor one day, and she one day becomes tumah, and then she becomes tara again. Shabo lo, you may have sick taharu in a time. So the days of taharu in between are separating between the nidos. So we're talking about a person who had a bi'ilo with a nido, that it was a shemes yokereged yom, so the next day had another bi'ilo, and then another bi'ilo, and in between you, she went to the mikvah. So the mikvah, the yom, the taharu in between is mechalik between the bi'ilos. Says the Gemara now, the Gemara goes back to the sugi that we mentioned before. The Rebbe Akiva asked Rebbe Elazar regarding Shabbos, are you have multiple chatars or one? And Rebbe Elazar brought a raya from Nido. So the more now, Rebbe Elazar b'shivin oimer kach shalo. He did not ask him about Shabbos. He asked about Nido directly. Well, Nido achas chamesh b'ilus b'helem echod. One had b'ilu with a Nido. And he did five separate b'ilus. And one helem, one forgetting, mahu. Chayav achas al kulam, or achas al kol achas v'achas. He have one chatars for the whole thing? Because he's doing one isur Nido? Or he's chayav an ish b'ilo. Or malay chayav a kol achas v'achas. He's chayav an ish one. And he brings a raya from Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Chaim adds. That the Gemara and the Bavli in Krisus brings it. What was the raya? By Shabbos, there's only one azar. There's only the person. There's no azar on the Shabbos. And you chayav for each melacha. So by Nido, there's azar both on the boyel and on the isha. On the man and the woman, there's azar. So of course, it'll be chayav in each one. And this the Gemara says, Vikasho, we're asking it. Ilukotza vikotza be'elam echot. On Shabbos, if a person does harvest in the same elam, he forgot the harvest is asur, and he cut twice, klum uchayav al kulam elachas, isn't he chayav on both only one korban chatos? Meaning on Shabbos, you only chayav on each one if it's different melachas, but the same melach, you chayav only one. So why by nido, when he does the same pool of be'ilo, he's chayav for each one? And the Gemara does not answer this question. So the Gemara, Rav Acho b'Shem Chanino, Ken Ramano Makshili. Ramano asked the following question: For loy Ken Amar Shmuel Avo b'Shem Yosu ben Chanino, Kado Yichaso Ki Rabbi Lezer. Our Mishnah, we said in our Mishnah that when you chayv, when your potter is like a blazer, Pab Kerabano, I'm not going to Rabbi Kivo. Ain't you chayv elachas? he's chayav only one chatos or multiple melachos, as the Gemara said before. Avhocha lo yichayav elo achas. So Rabbi Akiva should agree by Nida as well, that he should be chayav only one chatos for multiple bilis. I said like Rav Acha b'Shem Chanino that what lace can karabonim. According to Rabbi Akiva, when a person has multiple be'ilus with the same nida, he's chayav only one chatos. And the Gemara concludes and says, "Rabbanan dekisrin." That's a kisrin of Rav Chaim. B'Shem Rav Niso, kol ado yichasod de ablezeru. All the mishnah that we have here is like a blazer. For kol the ipuk, we know halacha kulo kablazer. Anything that comes out halacha based on this is all based on blazer. Rabbi Akiva argues in our mishnah, and the Gemara just here concluded this concept, this whole sugyo. That our mishnah that is mechayev for multiple melachas is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva holds it's all one, and the same thing he holds regarding nida. And we explain this Gemara based on Rav Chaim Kanevsky, as we always do, but there's many other Pirushim in the Gemara that explain to completely different directions. Halacha Be'ezug Demishto. Avos Melochos Arboim Chosu Achas. There's 39 Melochos which are also in Shabbos. This is the Avos Melochos. These are the main Melochos which are also in Shabbos. HaChoyrish, one who plows, Azarea, plants, HaKoitzer, harvests, HaVa'ameamer, puts into piles. Hadosh, the one who threshes, Ve'azoyre, the one who winnows, Ve'aboyer, Breira, is a selection, Hatoichin is grinding, Hamiraket is sifting, Halash, one who makes dough, Ve'oife bakes. Now that's all regarding food. Now we're going to move into taking care of animals. Hagoyz is a tzemer, one who shears the wool, Hamilabnoi, he bleaches the wool, Haminapso, he separates the wool, Hatsoivoi, diet, hit atoiveyu, spins the wool. Hameser, repairs the loom. Hoise shtei botinirim. These are wraps, he put a thread into it. Hoirik shnechutim, he weaves two threads. Haboitseya shnechutim, he disconnects two threads. Hakosher, he ties. Hamatir, he unties. Hatoifish teitfiros, he sews two stitches. He tears in order to sow. Hatzatzvi, someone who captures a deer. Hashechato, he shechts him, he slaughters it. Pamavshito, he skins it. Hamolcho, he salts it. Hamoichkoi, he rubs it. Pameabdo, he tans it. Hamechatcho, he cuts it into pieces. Hakoitiv shteirs, he writes two letters. So he erases in order to write two letters. Haboine v'asoyser, he builds or he dismantles. Hamechabe v'amavir, someone extinguishes a fire or lights a fire. V'amake b'patish, literal meanings, they hits with a hammer, which means the end of a melacha, he completes a kli. V'amoytze mishus l'shus, someone takes out from one mishus to another mishus. Heluvo avos melachas, haboim chosarachas, these are the 39 melachas that are also on Shabbos. I'm going to go forward learning the details of these melachos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel.